After a stormy weekend at times, kind of went as expected, really. There were plenty of dry hours, but boy, there were some storms that packed a punch, too. Well, now we dry it out. It's actually a week quite the opposite of last week. We had the on-and-off storminess. It got stormier as the week went on last week. Generous rainfall, needed rainfall at the peak of the wildfire season. Really good news. Rainfall amounts averaged 1 to 2 inches. Quite a few spots, as much as 2 to 3 inches, and some local spots, 5 inches or more. Fernandina Beach picking up 7 inches of rain since late Thursday. Parts of St. John's County picking up 5+ inches of rain. And, of course, we had some severe weather to go along with that. The wind damage in Mandarin and other parts of the south side on Thursday. We had wind damage in St. Augustine early Sunday morning. And despite a couple of tornado watches over the weekend, we ended up in reasonable shape from that standpoint. We didn't have much damage of any consequence. So that's good news, despite the watches and some tornadoes that did occur over parts of Central and South Florida, as well as the Panhandle. Well, now it's time to dry out, and you'll be shocked at how quickly we dry out this time of year. We have sunny, long days, temperatures not hot, but certainly warm, and with very dry air, well, the evaporation rates will be very efficient over the next several days. But it's nice otherwise. Sunny skies today. It'll be breezy. Winds brisk out of the west and northwest. We'll hit the lower 80s this afternoon, very near the average high temperature, but better yet, we'll be below average nighttime low temperatures tonight down into the 50s. You'll be able to open up the windows, let Mother Nature take care of your air conditioning, and save a few dollars. And that's the way the whole week is. Sunshine. Each day, the high temperatures will reach 80 to 85, and each night, the temperatures will drop into the 50s. A few places near and west of Highway 301 will even have a couple of nights down into the upper 40s. So this is a really, really nice stretch of weather ahead over the next week or so, the likes of which we haven't seen in quite some time, and the likes of which we may not see for quite some time again. So get out and enjoy if you can. Make that work day maybe a little bit shorter, maybe a little taste of spring fever, huh? Hey, happy May Day today as well. We turn the calendars, of course, to May. The average low and high temperature today, 60 and 83 degrees, respectively. By the end of the month, the average low and high is 68 and 88. So we start to warm up, of course, even more. Sunrise this morning was at 6:43, sets this evening at 8:04. By the end of the month, 6:25 a.m. and 8:23 p.m. We gain 37 minutes of daylight during the month of May, and we only average 3.42 inches of rain, less than 3.5 inches. And again, that pan evaporation rate, the average amount of water being evaporated from the ground, is at its peak this time of year, a quarter to a third of an inch each day. So if you think about that, let's say you got 2 inches of rain last week. Now, that's pretty much gone by this weekend from the soil. It's evaporated. So it's a dry month. It is that peak of the wildfire season. We usually get hints of the wet season as we head toward the last week or to 10 days of May. Let's hope it's that early again this year, even though the average is June 1st for the start of our wet season, which means we're also now 1 month away from the start of the hurricane season. It's never too early to be prepared, which we always plead for you to do. And this is Hurricane Awareness Week, rather. All week long, as designated by the National Hurricane Center, want you to prepare well in advance of the hurricane season and any storms that might move into the area. Now just 1 month away, and now is a really good time, 4 weeks out, to check on your insurance, particularly flood insurance. There's more on that in the Burrish blog at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Have a great and safe week with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.